Welcome to FurCast, episode 275. I'm your host, Paradox the Red Wolf.
I'm your co-host, Renato. Hi.
I'm your guest, Nico the Otter.
I'm your fabulous blue fox host, Pharaoh.
So, CJ's not here. He's a bad dog again. What is he even doing?
Drifting. I killed him.
He's drifting again?
No, I kidnapped him, because I'm a lizard.
Oh, okay.
Did you vor?
No, I'm not big enough.
Wow, just killed my boner. I was really hoping it was vor.
I'm just picturing his Sona like trying to bite somebody and just like biting their toe.
It's like a tiny little lizard like on like a big like, character, off. Like hanging off.
I'm gonna vor you.
Yeah. Anyway, as I turn my speakers down for making notifications sound. So, all of the various things we have to talk about. Let's see. Hopefully I can get that camera right. Yes, I did. So, speaking of cameras, by the way, you guys might remember I had my camera stolen at AC.
Good job.
When I say had my camera stolen, it almost seems like I, like, paid somebody to, like... Oh, yeah, I had my camera stolen. I paid a professional to do that. No. Some person stole my camera. I don't know where it is. But anyway, that really sucked.
I finally bought
a replacement camera. It is, it's a Nikon D850, in case anybody's curious, and it is shipping... It like second week of September, something like that. But I pre-ordered it from B&H, so I'm super happy about that.
You better suture that bitch onto your skin whenever you go to a con again.
Yeah, I'm not letting it out of my sight when I go to a con again. But you know, so that was a lovely like $3,500 down the drain for that. But anyway, once that camera's back, I'll be able to swap all the cameras around, and the FurCast will start looking better. And also, there'll be like tons of photography. Bunch of stuff to fill in. Okay, so CJ's not here. He's drifting. So Ryu and Nico are filling in. Thank you, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for filling
in,
guys.
I'm definitely not stealing more of your stroop waffles.
Okay, do you want me to open that for you? Yes. You clearly can't open that with your little lizard foot.
No.
There you go. There, it's open for you. Okay.
They're very sweaty because I've been doing video games also really hot.
Oh, that's gross.
You have lizard sweat.
They're slimy. They're hell of a sweat.
You sure you're not an amphibian?
No.
He's secretly a frilled frog.
That's terrifying.
And he's eating stroop waffles, by the way, which we always talk about here on the show because we like stroop waffles. Anyway, so thank you guys for filling in. Pharaoh's laptop now has Ubuntu on it because it was being unreliable in the other OS. That name does not need to be said. It was some kind of a driver bug, whatever was going on, we discovered, because it was like you would be dragging like Notepad across the screen. It would be like across the screen, and it would be like 0% CPU usage, so... We don't really know what was going on, but it was some kind of like a GPU issue. So anyway, he's on Ubuntu now. So good stuff. And it seems to be working reliably, so that's good. A couple of other things. Oh, there was a total solar eclipse, and we went to go see it. So I'm sure most of you, anybody listening live, knows that there was the first total solar eclipse in North America for the first time in like, what, 40 years?
I think it was 38.
38 years or something like that, which was super awesome. So I drove 32 hours in the car. It was 8 hours down to D.C., then 8 hours down to North Carolina. We stayed in a hotel. Then we drove further down to South Carolina, and we saw it there. And there's a bunch of pictures. In fact, actually, I can show one on the screen now from Freeze. He did a beautiful shot of the eclipse, which I'll try to just open and make a little fuller. There you go. We were having a good time taking pictures of that. It's all over Twitter and everything like that, but it was worth every bit of stress, taking off work, dealing with that, driving, money, the whole thing, trying to get it right. We ended up driving at the last minute to try to get away from some cloud cover. If you've never seen a total eclipse, it is worth every bit of stress. I highly recommend it.
What about there's a total eclipse of the heart?
Wow. There's two more total eclipses in the next couple of years in South America, I think. And then I think in North America, there's another one in 7 years?
2024. And it's actually going to go straight over where we are.
It is. However, during April. So we'll see what the weather's going to be like.
Wear a coat.
Boozy was confused what happened. He thought he angered the gods and they swallowed the sun.
Oh.
I wish.
I thought it was because we asked God if we should impeach Trump, and just to give us a sign if they could, I know God could maybe, I don't know, blotch out the sun, and then that happened, so clearly, sorry for bringing that up, I just had to make that joke. Anyway, but yeah, it was total fun. If you ever have a chance to see a total eclipse, do it. It is like a life-changing moment.
It was total fun.
It was total fun.
Total fun. Total it looked fun. Like a toenail for me.
Yeah. God, I hate how crappy this camera looks, the one that's on me right now. Anyway, apparently it's National Dog Day.
Never heard of it.
Bark, bark.
Never heard of it.
Fox.
What are dogs?
Bark.
I don't know. Oh my god, we're actually like really bad on our canine bias tonight. we have a, like a canid bias a little bit, but even then, with an
he's
otter
a mustelid.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's too much variety in this show right now.
And only other thing, just to update you guys on the new studio, not much has happened with drywall. The guys who are doing the drywall are kind of like friends of the family, and they've just became really busy. So they're apparently by the end of the month, they're going to try to come by and do some work. In the meantime, though, the contractor that's putting the huge window in the front of the studio, they scheduled a date for the end of the month to get that done. We chose the carpet. We also chose an HVAC contractor for the air conditioning for the new studio. So hopefully... yeah, that'll be getting done at some point soon, and there will be a vlog as soon as we get that, like, the walls done. I just want to wait for that, and then I'll put the vlog out, but it's like, you know, I don't know, maybe I'll do, like, an update on my YouTube channel or something for those of you, because I know a lot of you guys really enjoyed the vlog, so. And that's pretty much it. There's a bunch of cons going on. There's Furrydelphia. How was Furrydelphia?
Not bad.
Yeah.
Boozy was there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked in passing.
Just in passing? Similar to me at AC?
Well, he became, like, con chairman, pretty much.
Oh, God. I feel really bad for him.
Not necessarily con chairman, because there was already a chairman, but he became, like, the panel god.
What? Explain.
Like, people weren't there for panels, so he just started running the panels. And just taking the responsibility on himself.
Boozy, you're not doing it right. You shouldn't do that. You should never take responsibility for anything. It's, I mean, that's, no, don't do that. You work yourself into a hole.
And then I was talking to him about food, and he finally learned that you don't plan for food.
Yes, that's true. So, good stuff.
It's something that you have to kind of experience. You can't just, like, tell someone not to plan for food. They have to experience the time frames that occur.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And then he played King's Cup.
Yeah.
With Top Hat.
Very nice.
Top Hat's Alkali, just so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, two of our viewers that don't know Top Hat.
For the three people who don't know who Top Hat is. That's pretty funny. There's FAU as well going on. Is that this weekend or is it last weekend? I think it's this weekend, actually.
I don't know.
FA United. And then last weekend was also EF. Well, more than last weekend, because EF is a little bit longer than that. But, you know, there's EF. And we might have... I won't even say his name. I'll just say a good boy. We might have a good boy calling in to tell us how EF went for them. So I'll wait for them to get on the line.
I saw a lot of, like, EF news going on or tweets going on while I was at Philadelphia.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on Twitter and social media and, you know, all that stuff. It's pretty crazy.
But I didn't know the biggest mall in America was in, like, King of Prussia, where this con was.
What con?
Philadelphia.
Really? The biggest mall in America?
Square footage-wise, apparently.
Really? I thought Mall of America in Minneapolis was the...
has more stores, but this one is actually bigger now than square footage because they added
really?
On to it.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Okay.
It takes like 3 hours to walk the whole mall.
Yeah. That's
not even going in any stores, just walking the whole mall.
Right. Wow.
It was impressive.
So I believe we have a dog on the line. How's it going?
There's BBF.
Yeah, there's BBF in the background there. I don't know if Shisha's ready there. BBF is waving. Shisha, we can't see you. I don't know if you're looking at the wrong camera or not. How's it going?
Yeah, I can see you now.
Yep, that is obnoxiously cute. So, how was your EF?
EF was pretty awesome. It was it wasn't that long, and it should be for me, but because I just arrived on Thursday instead of Monday, but in total it was pretty nice.
How many people were at EF?
We had 2,804.
Wow.
But it should be 2,805, but you weren't there.
Oh. Come on. You know.
Come on, that's your fault.
Yeah, one of these years I'll be able to take off
you
work.
Suck. I love how there's two cute suitors in the background here.
Yeah, just kind of lounging.
Yeah, that's Lily and that's White Lion, Whitey, his boyfriend.
He's brown, that's why it's called White Lion.
Exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. So, do you guys, are you having your after EF party? Is that what's going on?
Exactly. We had a small barbecue grilling party with a few friends who also are staff and working at EF. So just calm down and come back together. Just have fun and chill and relax and just think about everything that happened at EF. And yeah, just have fun and relax and coming down again.
Isn't EF like almost like a 2 week long con?
Took some photos.
Yeah, how long is EF?
Like American cons are like roughly maybe 5 days most. I mean, you know, Thursday to Monday. But EF, isn't it like Monday to Tuesday?
It is, to be exact. It's from Wednesday to Sunday. But you have early arrival, late departure. That's Tuesday to Monday. But we're already arrived on Monday to Monday, so it's a whole week for us.
So do 75% of the attendees, actually.
Exactly. Most of the people are already arriving from Monday to Monday, leaving on Monday. Over 50%.
That's actually really awesome. That's
a lot. That's a lot of furry.
Yeah, that's a lot of furry.
What was the counter of Tuesday arrival?
The Tuesday arrivals were like 50% at least.
At least more than 50% arrived already on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's really awesome. And I bet you must be pretty satisfied by the time the con is over at that point.
Yeah, it's satisfying that it run that everything will run that smooth, but it's also sad that it was that short. And, especially for me, because all the nice party is always from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then when the con starts, everyone is just poof and gone, and everyone is around with friends, and party is, yeah, it's more party with the other people than room parties or that. But that's the thing I love Uniforms for. It's not about room parties, it's about party in the lobby, party at the dances and that. That's why I love EF for that.
Yeah, you sent me some tweets and stuff. First of all, looks like 40,000 euros raised for charity. That's pretty awesome. And yeah. But you also sent me some other videos of people. Let's see, the amazing team. This is a huge picture of all the staff that was there that I got up on the screen. And then you also sent me this, which was, I guess, a party in an elevator or like a mummy party. What the hell was going on here?
It was planned. I guess it was from a few security members. It was a flash mob or a mummy mob in that case. Well, a few of them, they just dressed up as mummies and they went through the whole lobby like, whoot, whoot. And I didn't find the video on YouTube because there is a video where you can see them running through the lobby. But I have one video where they stuck in the elevator with some suitors.
Yeah, I see the video on Twitter, and then here's the video on YouTube. Like, what is even happening? They're just...
I see Chipper and Killian.
Yeah, Chipper, Killian in there. I recognize a few people. They got the cold hat. This is just ridiculous. And then, let's see, I think a little further. Oh, this is them pouring out in the lobby here. This is nuts.
I love the King Tut.
King Tut. What is even... It just seems like a crazy party, man, that you guys just...
So when are you coming?
That's a good question. When are you coming, Pharaoh?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah, you need to come at least. Let's say next year. Next year Euroforms for you too, and you can also live stream from there.
Oh, that would be fun. That'd be super cool.
Being broadcast from Euroforms from Germany, and you have to stay a few days more at our place too.
We can make a panel out of this.
Yeah, we make a forecast panel. That's
Okay. So, like, do I get any compensation for this? Like, do I get any snuggles or anything?
You get snuggles and a beer. It's okay.
Snuggles and a beer.
It's a great compensation.
Okay, especially you get two beers.
Oh, great.
But just one snuggle.
just one snuggle.
Wow, okay. If I stay an extra day, do I get an extra snuggle?
That's private.
Maybe.
That's private.
We will see then. But first you have to come. But I would say the next thing where we will meet up is MFF, of course. Because I will also take those Q lines with me this year. Wie heißt das hier? Gezwungen?
He's forcing them, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm forcing them.
Actually, he bought an extra large bag to stuff them in there and things should be carried on. That should be fine.
Yeah.
You can always use more lions. Enough lions.
He's not lying about that.
And you know the thing, cat in the box is easy. Just bring them with you.
Thank you for calling in, Shisha. I'm really excited to see you at MFF.
Yeah, we do. And you have to come to my room. I will invite you. I'll send you the room number and that.
Okay.
It's a little surprise.
Shisha, a question for you. Who's a good boy?
I don't know.
I am.
He is? Yeah,
BBF is always a good boy.
Yeah, BBF's always a good boy.
He's the best blue fox.
Yeah, best blue fox.
Wait, am I better than Pharaoh?
You're better than me. You're the best blue fox. Yes.
you're both blue fox, and you're both good in an even way. So both are good. I would say both.
I agree. I
like he's best, both. But I'm more fabulous.
More fabulous. Okay. There is CJ missing in here, actually.
Yeah, it's too bad that CJ's not here, but he's a bad dog, definitely.
I am.
Yeah. He's not there. He's just missing Faircast and all the genius stuff.
He's drifting cars.
Yeah.
Driving sideways.
Yeah. By the way, who's the guy in front of you?
In front of me, that's Ryu. He's a lizard.
He's a Switch guy.
Is it a Nintendo Switch he's playing with?
Yes, it is. He's playing, actually, what game are you playing?
Sonic.
Is it so boring over there?
Yeah, that was my question, too. Is it that boring over you?
No, I just like video games way too much.
He never puts video games down. I live with him. I can vouch for that.
He should.
No.
He's there.
The way that...
Well, see, the heat generated from the video games actually warms lizards' hearts. That's why.
No,
it's like a heat rock for them.
Mm. The way that people who like beer get drunk, that's my kind of drunk with video games.
So it's a drug, is what you're saying? And you have an
not
addiction?
Not a drug, more like an alcoholism.
Okay.
I delve deep into.
Are you? Are you trying to like?
Do you lick cartridges too?
No, I'm not doing that again.
Wait for the day when I'm at the studio.
Then maybe
I don't think this table will even be here because that'll just be a party.
I don't even know if I could handle like Shisha in the studio. Like that would just be so obnoxious and cute.
By the time he comes, we'll have a full studio and we can have just a studio rave.
Yep.
What the fuck?
It will happen easy enough.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Shisha.
Yeah, thanks for having. And have a great party. And we will also continue. And yeah.
Never stop the party.
See you next time. See you at MFF lately.
Yeah, see you at MFF.
See you all. And then you all also will see them.
We'll hunt them down.
Yeah, all the fuzzies in the background there.
Okay.
All right.
Dan, have a nice evening. And out.
Bye. Adorable.
Oh my god, my mouth hurts from smiling.
Okay. Hey, look, chocolate. Why is there a random chocolate bar here?
I don't know. There's just random chocolate bar here. In case I need to, like, you know, commit suicide. Anyway, but there's tons of cool videos from EF and the Pophead show. I guess they had was really cool, and it just seems like quite an awesome crowd of people. And also, I guess ZDF. Or ZDF, I should say, did a special on Euroference.
Ja, auch hierzulande sind die Temperaturen ja momentan relativ sommerlich wieder. Unglaublich also, dass manche Menschen in ihrer Freizeit freiwillig in einen Fellanzug schlüpfen. Dazu noch eine behaarte Maske aufsetzen und den ganzen Tag durch eine Halle hüpfen. Mitten im August. Unser Reporter Andreas Korn nimmt dieses skurrile Hobby mal unter die Lupe.
Finally getting some good press for EF as well, and there was a whole news crew that went there, and they actually did a really good job filming it.
Herzlich willkommen auf dem bulgarischsten Event des Jahres, der Euroference in Berlin.
So, if you guys want to check that out, we'll have that linked, and I guess we're in the roundup now, so we can keep going in the roundup. Next thing, this was the article for National Dog Day, because apparently it's National Dog Day, so... If you guys want, you can go to nationaldogday.com.
If you're a dog, then congrats.
It's your day, I guess. So there you go. This is a picture of the eclipse that I had on Twitter. We'll link that as well. Then this was an interesting this article. Man yearns for a simpler time before he knew about furries. It's kind of a funny article from Above Average. Speaking of articles about furries, Culturally Effed, I guess, was involved in a Vice article. So this is Culturally Effed's article. And, of course, here's Vice's article. They did a whole piece on furries, and they actually filmed a bunch of stuff at EF in Toronto and at Howl, I believe. They went to Howl, and they did a whole video special on it, which, of course, this is an ad that's playing here, but I'll just scroll through. Decently, they have some great pictures, and there's a picture of Av there with his giant fidget. He made a fursuit fidget spinner.
This is why he's a bad blue fox. Yeah. This is why he's not a good blue fox.
Or a bad blue dog or whatever, you know? Yeah. He is.
Of the advertisement.
Jesus Christ, this Toyota ad is long. Oh, 5 seconds.
Doesn't it make you want a Toyota?
Yeah, jeez. Okay, come on, Toyota. Let's. All right, here we go.
Back when I first started fursuiting, I brought it up with my grandma because I wanted her to help me sew. And I was like, hey, can you help me sew a bodysuit? I'm making basically a mascot costume. And she freaked out because she had thought I was joining this community of like weird people that would get together at meets and all just like get into a group. Fuck pile.
So Vice did a whole special on that. That's actually, you believe, it's at video.vice.com, but it's Vice Canada that did the production.
Canada.
But if you guys are interested in that, we'll have that linked in the show notes. Speaking of weird stuff, though, Metro did a weird article on Furrydelphia, where inside Philly's first furry convention, which is not right, so I don't know who wrote this, but they didn't do very good research. But
shoot them.
Yeah, there's that.
Who wrote that? Because I think I was in an article.
You were in an article?
Is Furcast listed in there?
Better not be.
It is.
What?
Right
there. God damn it! Furry Phantom Radio, Furcast FM, owner! Owner! Pharaoh, 27, from Buffalo, New York, hosts a radio show every Saturday that covers comedy to politics in the world of furries and is hopeful for Philly, even with a low attendance at a, quote, first-year con. Well, you own Furcast now. Congratulations, Pharaoh. It's yours. There you go, Pharaoh. You've always wanted it.
That was Pharaoh's secret the whole time. He's secretly trying to make you quit Furcast so you can take over.
No, the most hysterical thing about that was someone else was Winter Snow of the guest of honor was being interviewed by this person, and like I walked by and I was like, oh hey, you know. Winter Snow, how's it going? And like, she's like, oh, here, talk to this person. And she like turns the reporter to me and just starts like, I'm like, oh, because like they were dressed up in like this weird furry getup. And I was like, oh, you must be a new furry. And like, I was talking to them for a second. They're like, oh, no, I'm a reporter. And I'm like, oh, hello.
It's actually kind of amazing.
So I got like conned into an interview.
Oh, no.
You got, get it?
Get it?
On in an interview? So, did you tell them that you own Furcast?
No.
They just decided that you own Furcast.
I said I help run a radio show out of Buffalo, New York.
Well, it's yours now.
Congrats.
God damn it.
What have I won?
We still have to shoot whoever did this.
That is insane. So if anybody wants to check that out, there's an article from Metro.
What else is there? Because there should be, like, above me, there should be Winter.
Winter coming. We'll see. I'm refreshing the article. For some reason, their website is rather slow for me loading. I don't know why.
Because you're slow.
Yeah, I don't know what's causing that. While we're waiting for that to load.
A couple of dogs talking about Pickle Rick.
So Shisha had a whole thing where he was collecting money for a charity going around, and Exodus made a video about it and was actually mentioned me in the tweet as well.
He has so much money now. You're rich.
Yeah, rich.
You're rich, Pepperfur. Wow.
No, it's not for me.
What are you going to spend that money on?
Charity.
No, you should spend it on yourself.
For them. It's not
spend
for
it
me.
On Kush for... and booze.
No, I won't do that.
Oh, really?
No. Oh, I'm a honest husband.
Spend it on
I give it to the charity.
Spend it on fursuit sure. parties.
Yeah, I do. Trust me.
So I guess Shisha helped collect a pretty decent amount of money for the charity going around. How could you not throw money in the bag?
You look like a good boy. You have so much money now. You donated so much.
I have been a good boy. I brought the money.
You're feeling like a good boy?
Probably.
Aww.
Probably.
But if you say I have a good boy, then I have a good boy. I think I
Yeah, so, you're a good boy.
And also like conquer.
I try hard to be a good boy.
Oh,
I
mean, yes you yeah. are.
Yeah, it works. Hello.
You're a good boy.
And you're a good boy.
So thanks Exodus for sending us that video. It's pretty awesome. We'll have that linked in the show notes as well. And let's see, did this Metro article pull up anything? No, it didn't.
Mother?
FM.
Yeah.
Fucker.
There you go.
Apparently you own Furcast now. This was interesting. Apparently there's a new game called Biomutant, which a bunch of you guys sent me. And there's a YouTube trailer for it.
Raccoon thing.
Yeah, this is the kind of the raccoon thing-ish
That's
weird
live
thing.
Gameplay.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for coming through. So Biomutant just revealed, like, what, 2 days ago, a day ago, already blowing up on the internet. I thanks love everything about this game already because I love Just Cause and I love animals.
So, nothing to do
so there's a trailer here as well on the webpage. We'll have both of these things linked for you guys.
Muted.
Oh, it's muted. There we go.
You're a fool.
Cricket.
Jiminy Cricket.
Admittedly, I don't know anything about this game. I just know that a ton of you guys were interested and sent this to me, and I wanted to share it. That's not creepy at all. Pretty epic game.
This is not gameplay though.
This game, by the way, is going to be for PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. And it is set for release sometime next year worldwide, apparently. So there's that, if anybody's interested.
The animation
like a bored, more badass Ratchet & Clank.
It is kind of, it does look like a badass Ratchet & Clank. So guess what else is coming out soon? I'm excited as fuck.
Nay.
Hey, BoJack. I haven't heard from you in like 3 months. What's new with me? Did I tell you I'm working at a blog?
You don't care if people read your work or not, and that's what's so great about you.
I don't know if you heard, but Mr. Peanut Butter is running for governor.
I am specifically on the side of the facts, and also on the side of feelings.
Well, I'm satisfied.
So if you guys are interested, if you haven't watched BoJack Horseman, I quite like it. It's such a good show, just parodying all of the Hollywood characters, and it's awesome. Good music, good voice.
Does Boozy watched BoJack?
My favorite thing is the DiCaprio, the ner-ner-ner.
What I love about BoJack, though, is all the stupid little jokes about them being animals. Like, they're so corny, but they're so good. I
Can
love
we
them.
Address the elephant in the room?
What? Yeah, yeah. Stuff like that.
Really?
And just, like, all the jokes about pop culture, like, should this person be, or should this woman be allowed to get an abortion? In order to discuss this, I've assembled a panel of 5 men. and MSNBC, like, it's just stuff like that. It's so good. So, also, it should mention this, not really furry related, but a ton of you guys sent this to me. Apparently, forgive me if I'm not telling this right, I guess an ex-employee of Valve, I guess, I don't know if it's like their NDA expired or what, but they released the plot to Half-Life 3?
It was the writer of the Half-Life games. He left Valve, and then he released, the leak.
Okay.
Which essentially, literally, it's the whole plot of what would have happened in the third game.
Okay. And it seems to be legit and everything?
Yeah.
Do we know if Valve's, like, gonna go after him for it, or do they not care? Really?
Probably.
Oh. Because there's a lot of evidence that Valve doesn't really care about Half-Life 3. But, I mean, it is their intellectual... Well, it's weird, because it's like, you know, he writes it, but then he leaves and then releases what he wrote for them... Because they paid him to do it, it's like it's technically...
Well, they might have not have paid him yet for Half-Life 3 since it wasn't in production yet, so...
It'll be interesting to see if and how they pursue it.
Because...
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to know what happens in the third game, apparently it's a nice closure for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Okay. Well, if anybody's interested in that, you know, hashtag spoilers.
Ha! It's not a bad fanfic, then? It's actual real?
It seems to be. From what we understand, it is, yeah. You know, I mean, it's kind of difficult to tell, because I guess the guy's website is down as well, because so many people were just completely spamming it, so he threw some of it up on GitHub. But yeah. Because, you know, Valve can't count to three. Anyway. From here, we can kind of move on to whatever we want. Wow. Do you guys want to go on a quick break, and then we can jump into news?
No.
Sure.
Sure. Okay.
Shit.
Fuck you.
I've been outvoted. This is like League all over again.
Lizards don't have a vote.
Lizards have a vote, but it's like a really tiny vote.
It's worth 1/3 of a normal vote.
See you. We'll be back after a quick break, guys. You are just like ADHD, like crazy.
That's racist. This is why he needs video games.
Yeah, this is why you need video games, because you just make noises. Oh yeah, we should probably mention all these drinks. Yeah, so you guys remember when I mentioned when we received all these drinks and the first shipment never came through? Yeah, I think it finally did, because we got a second box full of even more drinks.
That was destroyed.
What?
That looked like it was half destroyed.
Yeah, it looked like it had been through a lot, so... Ah! It was interesting. Anyway, we'll be back after a quick break. We'll see you guys in a bit.
You're listening to... Furcast.
Support for Furcast comes from Patreon users, including... Blaze Fusky, Shaman the Photon Wizard, Feyun, Oliver Fox, Link Shell, Skipper the Otter, Energize the Wolf, Sweetie Darling, Catnook, Wishstone Dragon, Jake the Husky, Binary Paws, Fireline Coyote, Kodiax, Riley the Wusky, Raven Snowfall, Tukiri, Red Maple, Doxy, Mayru Snowmew, D Otter, Nether Lynx, Wup, Adrian the Husky, Archon the Four-Eyed Dragon, Leon Wolfheart, Rourke the Awu, Letho the Pink Wolverine, Decibel Fox, Zoopy Zoo the Oreo Tiggy, Vertical Feline, Fuzzy the Fox, Krazy Wolf, A Certain Horse, and Gaia Wellen.
Hey Furcast, hey Paradox, this is Rar Jesse. We're here at Megaplex. Sorry I couldn't be there for the Patreon shoutouts like I usually am, but we're having a lot of fun in here in Florida, and I say we, because guess who I found? All the way from Buffalo, New York.
Hi, guys, it's Kaze.
All the way here, enjoying your... This is your first Megaplex. You enjoying it?
Yeah, it's actually my first furry con, so I'm
having a blast. It's your first con?
Yes, it's my first con.
Oh, my God, you need all the snugs and fursuit. That's awesome. but we figure, since we're here, we might as well. Let's do the Patreon shoutouts.
Additional support comes from Twitter users. Alpha Werefox, Commander Wolf 3, Magic 7 Wolf, Myron the Fluffy, Fishykin, XSS Fox, Drop Table Foxes, Parafender, Zelig on Twitter at Stealthy Dragon, 12 on Twitter at The Lion Thing, Nia on Twitter at Secret Kings, Shua on Twitter at Pulsing Panther, Coda Winter on Twitter at DakotaWolf12, and from YouTube channels, Anthony Wolf Gaming, Ottercat Gaming, and Weasel Level Design by Hayu the Fluffy Scarf.
Additional support for Furcast comes from Emerald City FurCon, a one-day mini convention in Pensacola, Florida. Go to emeraldfurcon.com to register for free. Devin D. Parlett in the Furry Hockey League at furryhockeyleague.com. Macrowolf at macrowolf.com. Shisha Sheppy.
Who's that good boy? Who's that good boy?
Harry Who Ink Pen Mouse at harryhoo.com. Fishmeister Cod, still not a furry since February 2011. Kyoto Coyote on FA. Neshoba Silverwolf, FA user Silverwolf-1122. Umi the Sheeb, FA user 450 Angel Dragons.
That's a lot of Angel Dragons.
That's a lot. Holy crap. That's way too much. Little Sunshine and Scootaloo with the unofficial XBN Xbox app at patreon.com/homeapps. Furcast's number one wimpy fan, Tyler the Wesky. Dash of Week, who says,
Science!
Chris Tail on FA, specializing in Toonie art. X the Fox, the real Blue Fox. Kumo, wishing everyone a colon-free day. To Bunny Boy, who says at Paradox, bunnies are friends, not food. Super Dwarf, with anthrolinks.net. SkyCorp, creating transformative technologies for mature audiences at skycorp.global. Zoopy Zoo, supporting Tim Tam Anonymous meetings. Meds the Fox and Mississippi Anthropomorphics. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/msanthro. Tekwin TC Fox and Kaiwana of the Infersec Den. Sylvan Scott on Fur Affinity with macro, micro, and hyperfiction stories. Shadow Claw Studios. Check out our Facebook page for links to our gaming streams. The Feline Support Alliance, because canines are obsolete. Pork, pork, pork. Jacket Airlines. We still and always will land on our feet. Yeah, okay. Silver Gatamon at patreon.com/silvergatamon. And Cheetah Paws for a daily dose of bulgy arts. Support him at patreon.com/cheetahpaws.
Support for Furcast comes from Patreon, PayPal, Bitcoin, and from listeners like you. To become a patron and learn more about supporting Furcast, visit furcast.fm/donate. Thanks, everyone. This is XBN.
We'll be right back.
This is the XANA Broadcasting Network.
That's right, it is. You guys are listening to XBN. We got one more track, and then we'll be back from our break. Welcome back. That was Rocket by Tokyo Machine. Always a good track. And before that, we had... What did we have? History. Let me scroll through the history. Hollow Moon by AWOL Nation. Highly recommend checking that track out. And that group out. They're all good. All good people. Tokyo Machine is from Monster Cat, I believe. And we should be back from a break, which means time for, I don't know, news and stuff. You think we're organized?
Agreed.
I just met some person who, like, watches the show for the first time, and they're like, wow, these people are not organized at all, because we're not organized at all. We kind of sort of do things in the same order, but not really. So, yeah. Anyway. You got something?
I have articles that I'm just going to mention real quickly and then move on to an actual article, but...
Do you want to mention it first and then play music, or...?
$3 billion later, abstinence-only sex education still doesn't work. People are still having sex.
Wow! Who would have thought? Who... would have thought.
Wow. Wow.
A bunch of white supremacists are taking ancestry tests and finding out they're not white.
That's actually pretty great.
So, that's another one. It's pretty funny to me.
That is pretty funny.
Sucks to suck.
Wow.
Like only 61% European and stuff like that.
Right, right, yeah. That's great.
So,
yeah. Do you want to pick one and read?
Yes, I got one.
All right, cool. Let's give you some news and stuff. There we go.
Hello,
Only clowns can attend this special screening of It.
What? Are they doing this, like, because they want a photo op of a bunch of clowns watching It?
I have no idea, but only clowns can get in.
That's pretty great, actually.
Now, how do you become a clown? Is it just, like, the outfit, or is it, like, you have to be, like, certified clown? Went to clown college.
I think it's just outfit-wise.
Oh. Certified clown. Yeah, you're creepy enough. Here you go. Yeah, you have to sing Entertainer for, like, 20 minutes.
Oh, dear.
Is that what the song's called?
Yes, that's called Entertainer. Yeah.
No, Entertainer's...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's
right. You're both wrong. Wow, thanks for educating me in the wrong ways.
Yep.
Just like every teacher in the U.S.
Okay, moving on.
Just what every film fan wants to see, a movie surrounded by a bunch of bozos.
Huh.
But that's what's going to happen on September 9th when the movie in theaters in Austin, Texas hosts a screening of the world's new horror film, It, for clowns only.
It's not even a new horror film. It's a remake.
It is a remake. And the original one with Tim Curry is probably going to be a lot better anyhow.
Probably.
I don't know. The trailers look good.
I wish Tim Curry wasn't ill because I'd like Tim Curry just to play It again because he's even creepier looking now and like that would have been even better. But my disappointment... He was a healthy man, like he should have been It, and that would have been great. And then I would have went and seen it, but now I'm not going to.
You would have seen It?
I would have seen It.
Yeah.
There are people who dress up like one. The clown-centric screening will include face painters or last-minute touch-ups, a photo booth, raffles, and other terrifying merriment. If horrifying clowns weren't bad enough. According to the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema's website, since the movie, which is based on the Stephen King novel, features a creepy clown-like creature named Pennywise, perhaps the theater decided it would be a pound foolish not to appeal to its more fun-loving patrons. The clown-only screening is also a jab at the outcry the Alamo Drafthouse faced earlier this summer when it hosted a screening of Wonder Woman for women only.
Ah. So it does Wonder Woman for women only? And then it's doing It for clowns only.
Yep. Entertainment Weekly noted that the Facebook comment sarcastically asked if the theater planned a male-only screening of Thor, Ragnarok, or a special screening for It that only for those who identified as clowns. Well, theater came back.
Identified as clowns. Okay, that adds more.
Did you know that Donald Trump blocked Stephen King on Twitter?
No.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. But now Stephen King apparently is like, he's not allowed to see my movie. Specifically because of that.
The theater wrote back to the article saying we might actually steal that clown idea. And thus this was born.
Oh no.
The September event is already attracting hilariously snarky comments on the theater's Facebook page. Be prepared for the backlash from the non-clown crowd that is angry that you're creating this safe viewing space for all the snowflake clowns, one person warned. Oh, sorry, wait, that was the Insecure Dudes and the Wonder Woman, my bad. Another commenter was half expecting some mimes to cry out or sign boycott as clowns only showing. You know people are going to dress up like mimes now.
Yeah.
And boycott it.
It'd be very silent boycott. Just like
very silent protest.
So then there was a guy who asked the theater plan to invite serial killers only for the screening of the next Hannibal film. But the theater stands by its decision and will host a clowns-only event.
Okay. So there we go.
Can you imagine being a person that's like outside the theater, then all of a sudden this like a rampage of clowns comes running out of the It theater? Like, if you're terrified of clowns, hopefully you're not anywhere near that theater.
What if you're like going to see another movie, have no idea that it's happening, and you just see them all in the lobby, just like watching you?
Mm. Yeah, well, CJ's terrified of clowns, so
yeah, CJ is. We should make CJ go see the movie.
Turn inside, you're dead.
He can report to it.
Oh. All right, so I have an article that I can jump into really quick.
Hi, article.
Switch to my really crappy looking camera. So this one, this is this should be a new fetish in the furry fandom, in my opinion. This is some just top level fetish shit going on right here. Yeah. Parasite infects fish eyes and makes them more likely to be eaten by birds. This is some vor shit going on right here. Like, this has got to be part of vor fetish. I'm sorry. Like, something straight out of science fiction. Or F.A. A flatworm burrows into a fish and makes its way into the eye of the victim. Where it then takes control of the unfortunate host. But depending on the age of the parasite, it makes fish behave in different ways. When the eye fluke is young, it forces the infected fish to act in a way that lessens the chance it will be getting it'll get eaten, making it stay near the bottom of the water and move less. As soon as the parasite is matured and is ready to move on to its next host, it reverses those behaviors, making the fish swim near the surface and move around more. This increases the chance that the fishy host will be eaten by a passing bird. But the parasite is not finished there. When it's ingested by the bird, mature flukes mate in the avian's stomach, and their subsequent eggs are then popped out into the water.
That's pooped?
Pooped out into the water. Thanks. Correction. When these hatch, the larvae go in search of a snail to enter, where they grow and multiply. Finally, they leave their
mollusk
host to complete the cycle, infecting a fish and migrating into the lens of the eye to begin their control. That is a really long, complicated cycle. That's intense.
It goes on a journey.
Yeah.
It goes on a gurney.
Well, the parasite is nothing new, and previous research conducted by the same group has already investigated how the parasite makes younger fish behave in a way that minimizes the chance they would be eaten. This latest work has focused on the second phase of control. Published in the Behavioral Ecology and Sociobiology, the researchers have shown how the mature parasites in the fish try to increase the chance their host will be consumed by birds. They conducted experiments in which they tested how both infected and uninfected fish behave in tanks and how they responded to bird attacks, which were simulated by passing a bird-shaped shadow over the aquarium. When the bird shadow passed over, both infected and an uninfected fish froze, but the infected fish began moving again much more quickly. Many parasites are known to take over their host and control them. There are thousands of species of, can't pronounce that,
Cordyceps,
that infect insects and alter their behavior. The parasite, oh god, that's a really complicated name, I'm just going to call it blah, is even thought to make mice more likely to get chomped on by cats. But this parasite is weirder at different stages. It makes the fish behave in different ways. The results of the latest study reveal that behavioral changes induced by parasites play a vital role in freshwater food webs.
Freshwater scary, yo.
Yeah,
the word freshwater's is pretty scary. Toxoplasma gondii.
Gondii!
Well, there you go.
Toxoplasma gondii.
That's it for that one.
I have a next one.
All right, go ahead.
I was waiting for a beat drop.
Oh, I can give you another beat drop.
Thank you. Piglets saved from a blaze are served up to the firefighters who rescued them as sausage. Delicious, delicious sausage.
Okay. So they saved piglets from a fire and then got to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's your reward for your honor.
Okay.
A farmer in southern England has thanked the firefighters who saved her piglets from a blazing barn fire in a most apt way. Sorry. Rachel Wivers this week treated the crew members at the Pusey Fire Station to a batch of sausages which were made from the animals that they had rescued at the fire of her farm in Middleton Le Bourne, Wiltshire, in February. I wanted to thank them, Rivers told BBC. I promised them at the time I'd bring down some sausages for them, which they were all very pleased about. Rivers admitted that vegetarians will likely hate this, but she added, we are a farm and this is what we do. You can't keep them as pets.
Oh my god.
I mean, they're not wrong.
Yeah, they're not wrong, but it's just... Okay.
PC Fire Stations shared photographs of the gif, which they barbecued to Facebook on Monday.
Exactly 6 months and 1 day since FF's Olsen and Richardson rescued 18 piglets from a farm in Milton, we got to sample the fruits of our labor from that February victorious night. That makes me so happy. We saved the bacon.
Yeah, they saved the bacon from a fire.
Oh no.
And then controlled blaze cooked it.
I almost choked.
The service wrote, according to the Telegraph, the post appears to have not been deleted. Huffington Post has reached out for further information. A spokesman for Dorset and Wiltshire Fire and Rescue Services, however, told the BBC that it had thanked Rivers for her generosity. We can tell no porkies. The sausages were fantastic, he added.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Well, they ate the sauce. They ate the meat that they caught. It's kind of like hunting, except through fire.
You saved it from a fire to cook it on your own fire.
Yep.
It wasn't ready yet.
It had to mature.
Yeah, they weren't hungry yet, so they took it out of the fire because they weren't ready to cook it yet. This is terrible. We need to move on.
I honestly wonder how it tasted.
Probably.
Well, they said it was delicious.
It just might be like the thought of like, I ate something I saved.
Does that make it taste better?
Probably.
I rescued this deer and then killed it the next day.
But I killed it, so it must be fantastic.
Nature didn't kill this deer, I killed this deer. It tastes better now.
Wow. So, totally random thing. This is a bit random. I'm a huge fan of an old kids TV show called Code Lyoko. And I talk about it every once in a while, but somebody said that I should play some Code Lyoko music on the show for, like, news backing. So that's what I'm going to do now. So this article is called Kentucky Man Who Booked a Prostitute Finds Out It's His Own Wife.
Oops.
Oops. The man had been using the site for some months to hire prostitutes and meet them for sex at motels and neighboring areas. Last weekend, the man told his wife he was going out drinking with work colleagues when in reality he was traveling to a motel on the outskirts of town. Upon checking into the motel, the man used his phone to access his regular website and hook and book prostitutes. According to the statement made to authorities, he saw the profile of a new 27-year-old woman who caught his attention. The photo only showed the woman from the neck down, but the man said he liked her body, so he sent her a message to see if she was free later that night. She said she was, and they arranged for liaison at the motel. Guests in adjoining rooms called the front desk to report a disturbance around 8 p.m. after the woman arrived and found that her client was none other than her husband of the last 19 years.
Whoops.
It emerged that the prostitute was actually the man's 43-year-old wife. She was furious to learn that her husband had been hiring sex workers, although he was equally angry to learn that his wife had been freelancing as a prostitute. The pair has said to be considering a divorce after the aftermath of that incident. See, I don't know why you'd consider divorce. That'd be the opposite. It'd be like, oh.
If you like piña coladas, getting caught in the rain.
I'd be more upset that she lied about her age. I'd be like, oh, you're not 27.
But he liked her body.
Well, I mean, he married her, so it's kind of upsetting that he didn't notice.
It's something probably haven't said sex in a long time.
Still.
It's probably what's going on. So.
Only in Kentucky.
Open relationships don't have this problem. Moving on.
Speaking of Kentucky.
Uh-oh.
If it loads... I believe this actually is Kentucky. Let me just double check.
Is it Kentucky?
Yeah. Yes, it is Kentucky.
there are Florida tonight. You know, Florida, you can take a break. Don't worry about it. We got Kentucky.
We got Kentucky. Apparently in Kentucky, there's actually a wrestling villain called the Progressive Liberal.
As a wrestling villain.
Yes. He has like a Hillary t-shirt and then
progressive liberal written on his ass.
And it said, what's his quote? What's his quote there? Snowflake off the top rope.
Kentucky for Kentucky. The progressive liberal Daniel Richard is fighting on Friday, and it isn't for in the political arena. He's a pro wrestling villain gone viral, and he gladly rubs his lefty views in the face of his opponents and the Donald Trump-loving spectators who watch him compete in the Kentucky-based Appalachian Mountain Wrestling Team.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Why does this exist?
Because this country is going to shit.
I guess so.
Daniel Harrisonburg, a 36 real estate agent from Richmond, Virginia, who moonlights as the smug Democrat in need of a beatdown.
Oh, fuck.
Wearing a Hillary Clinton t-shirt, he told his viewers in a recent Match promo, You people need to be reprogrammed. You continually vote against your own interests. He added, we're going to help you get jobs with clean energy.
That's actually pretty good.
There's a video. There's his his antagonistic video of him. Wrestling still happens.
Oh, I watched a bit of the video because I was bored. And there's like maybe 20 people in the crowd just kind of going, yeah. There's like five kids who are all really, really fat in the front, just yelling at people.
Yeah. Today, guys, we start off. I want to take a look back.
That is so Kentucky.
The progressive liberal Daniel Richards in AMW.
The one thing I can't stand about all these East Kentucky hojacks, all these country boys, is they all think they're so tough because they're corn-fed and corn-bred.
I'm going to take care of all these people in Appalachian Kentucky. Okay? That's how you pronounce it, Nathan Little. You people need to be reprogrammed. You continually vote against your own interests.
Yeah.
I like the butterfly. It's very manly.
In Congress. In the White House. They aren't going to help you. They're not going to bring your jobs back. So what? Let me tell you what the progressive liberal Daniel Richards is going to do.
This is painful.
He's going to fuck you up.
Yeah, it's really upsetting.
We're going to teach you to read and write. We're going to help you get jobs.
Teach you to read and write.
With clean energy.
Newest Appalachian
mountain
is
Appalachian.
They're in a school right now.
They are in a school
you
right now.
You can tell because there's like E's all over the top. How to say E.
So that was the thing.
He knows how to get under the skin of his fans. Or not fans.
Yeah, I guess so.
They have more of his quotes of just... you know what? I think Bernie Sanders would make a great Secretary of State, Richard said before a match. He later declared, I want to exchange your bullets for bullet points. Bullet points of knowledge.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, I like that catchphrase.
Knowledge.
Bullet points of knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. Clever.
See, matter.
There's a couple of other videos of him in the fight, too. Wow. Okay.
Fuck.
I'm out of news on my end. That was all I had. Besides all the stuff in the roundup, a lot of the stuff is just stuff in the roundup. Like the Vice article, but I can't play all that the whole video on the show. So.
So the guy was going on like it was actually interviewed by Sports Illustrated. Okay. And he said he does lean far left. He didn't vote for Trump. He voted for Hillary.
Okay.
But he pretends to be something that he's not. He goes, I'm turning it up like 100%.
Oh, well. Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you have any other stuff you want to pull up? It's up to you. I don't know if you had anything else you wanted to get out before the end of the show. We could also make it a short show tonight. It's already been an hour, so.
His signature move is the liberal agenda.
That's good. That's good. I like that. His secret move is the liberal agenda.
It's not a secret anymore.
Do you have anything else you want to...
I'm going to take you down. I can't. I can't. There's no part of me that can act pro wrestler. Yeah. It's not in me.
It's not in me either. I never.
I can't go that route with my life.
There's somebody that I like hang out with and snuggle with sometimes who's like really into wrestling, like to the point where like his fetish is somebody beating him up.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and I can't. It's like have fun. What?
He's a kitty.
He is a kitty.
Can you not touch me while I'm fucking doing this?
Yo, you're always doing that when I want to show you something.
Wow, great radio context. Everybody knows what you're talking about.
Ah!
Really? You okay?
No.
I don't think he's ever been okay.
You're right.
He was upset at his game, maybe. How do you like the game? Are you enjoying it?
It's fun, except for the parts where I don't enjoy it.
It's fun, except for the parts where it's not fun.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You whore, go away.
Do you actually have anything to say about the game, though? I mean, come on. Like,
I like it. No, it's actually a really good game.
What game?
Okay. Sonic Mania.
For the Nintendo Switch?
Sonic.
Sonic. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay.
You need to play it. I saw that you have a Switch. Play it, you bitch. Do it.
Everyone's been trying to get me to play Gorn for the VR.
The fuck is Gorn?
Apparently it's some video game where you just rip people's arms off and beat them with it.
Wow. Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Sounds nice.
Jeez. Alright. Do you wanna...
Apparently you're a gladiator, and you're supposed to beat the hell out of
you
everyone.
Did. You beat it? What'd you beat?
I did one of the bonus levels, yes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
You don't care. You never cared.
Well, you seemed excited that you beat us. I wanted to know what it was, because I'm sure other people want to know.
I don't care.
Nobody cares.
Why are you even here?
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you? Anyway, do you have anything you want to move on to? Do you have any other articles or anything, or do you want to call it a night?
Okay, myself.
Wait, I had an article.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I lost it.
Is it open one of your tabs, maybe?
No, this was it. Delicious, delicious ice cream.
Huh, it's kind of interesting.
Semen-flavored ice cream.
Okay, do you want to call this the last article?
Or I could do the one that everyone's been drinking whiskey wrong their whole life and just teach everyone how to properly drink whiskey.
That could be interesting. That probably applies to furries more.
I think most furries who drink whiskey, I would hope that they know that they're supposed to drink whiskey with water.
Yeah.
As in you're actually supposed to put ice in whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason behind it. They found it.
Okay.
Why it's important.
Okay.
So if you drink whiskey without ice, you're fucking it up. As all good whiskey enthusiasts and connoisseurs will tell you, a drop of water in your dram enhances the smell and flavor of the smoky golden liquid. I don't like whiskey, by the way. Turning to the slightly unconventional use of computer simulations, scientists have now been able to explain why the dribble of water helps the tribble. Tibble. I like how it's an unconventional use of computer simulations.
We need to figure out this thing with the whiskey.
The taste of whiskey is primarily linked to a so-called emphatic molecule, which is made up of a hydrophobic and a hydrophilic parts, explained Bjorn Carlson, a co-author and study published in the Scientific Reports. This basically means that one side of the taste molecules in whiskey is attracted to the water, while the other side is repelled by the water. And it turns out that the two-ended structures in one such molecule, known as guaiacol, has a major bearing on the intoxicant's flavor and aroma. Guaiacol is typically found in a smoky, peaty Scottish whiskies and has previously been identified as the cause of the distinctive flavor so beloved by many whiskey connoisseurs. By using computer simulations of water and ethanol mixtures with guaiacol added, the researchers were able to find out how the different concentrations of the two liquids change the behavior and flavor of the molecules in the solution.
Wow. Some science behind that.
Science goes to weird places.
It does.
Why does my whiskey taste good with ice? Research.
Yeah, research.
They found that guaiacol is preferably associated with ethanol, as it's more likely to bind with the alcohol molecules. When the alcohol concentration is above or around 70%, as it is when it's first barreled, these alcohol molecules with the guaiacol in it tend to hover somewhere in the middle of the liquid, essentially keeping the flavor from floating to the surface, so you don't taste the true flavor of the liquid as it's suspended in the center. As more water is added, such as during bottle distilling, when the concentration is brought down to roughly 45% alcohol, the molecules tend to spread out more, meaning that the more the guaiacol floats to the surface of the liquid.
This suggests that the glass of whiskey, guaiacol, will therefore be found near the surface of the liquid, where it contributes both the smell and the taste of the spirit, said Ron Friedman, who co-authored the research. But they found that the effect apparently doesn't stop there. Increasingly, a continued dilution around 27% resulted in increased guaiacol at the liquid-air interface.
Liquid-air interface.
Liquid-to-air interface.
That should be a show title.
This, in turn, results in a more superior flavor, something that whiskey enthusiasts could have told you before. While diluting is a good whiskey down to 27% may seem low to some, whiskey tasters are known to take it down even further, sometimes as low as 20%. But rather than simply justifying ordering whiskey and water, the researchers may have found some interesting applications in explaining how certain drugs move through the body as well. So,
there you go. So, put ice in your whiskey.
Dilution is key. And speaking of flavors, I have one more.
You have one more? Okay. I'll just leave the same track going.
Japanese scientists make something revolutionary. Unmeltable ice cream.
Mm. Wait, how does it go down your system then if it's not meltable?
Why? It's unmeltable.
Yeah, I'm very confused. So is it like the water, like some, does it like just stay cold a lot? Or is it like it's just formed in a shape that stays in that shape even if it is melted?
I don't know. Well, let me read and we can figure this out.
Yeah, I'm interested in this. I want to know how this works.
Melted ice cream, the destroyer of pleasant sunny days, are a problem as old as frozen treats themselves. Fortunately, a team of Japanese engineers has the solution. Strangest of all, the story of this dessert development began with the massive tsunamis and earthquakes that struck Japan 6 years ago. So it's radioactive? Is this radioactive ice cream?
No. That was only Fukushima, not the other.
The Biotherapy Development Research Center in Japan in the city of Kanazawa has developed a new breed of popsicle ice creams that reportedly don't melt on sweltering hot days. Their secret lies in the use of polyphenol liquid extracted from strawberries.
Huh. That's okay.
Strawberries don't melt, therefore this ice cream won't melt.
So is it inherently strawberry ice cream now?
No.
Okay. So they're not taking the flavor from it. They're just...
It's not freeze-dried either. It's strange looking. The discovery was made by chance and first put it by the Japanese daily newspaper.
I mean, it's not really ice cream at that point.
No, it's still ice cream.
Because it has dairy in it?
It's still iced cream.
Ah! That's true. I suppose, yeah.
It's still cold.
Oh, it is still cold, and it just stays cold for longer or indefinitely?
I don't know.
Is this like some liquid nitrogen shit going on? Like, how does this...
It started as a part of an effort to help farmers in the Miyagawa Prefecture affected by the 2011 earthquake and tsunami that sparked multiple meltdowns at the Fukushima nuclear power plant. So is this radioactive ice cream?
I don't think it's radioactive.
With our powers combined. Oh, look, ice cream in Japan doesn't melt anymore.
Wow.
That's a strange coincidence. Right by the nuclear power plant.
Yeah. Let's eat it.
This is delicious. These disasters hit the local areas of agriculture, especially strawberry farming. To help rejuvenate the industry and put the fruit to good use, the researchers asked a pastry chef to create a new type of confectionery using polyphenol from the strawberries. However, the chef kept complaining that the ice cream instantly solidified when strawberry polyphenol was added. This information got back to Tamahisa Ota, professor of pharmacy at the Kawazawa University, who had sudden moment of genius. These properties could work wonders on foods that actually melt. Polyphenol liquid has properties to make it difficult for water and oil to separate, so that the popsicle containing it will actually be able to retain the original shape of the cream for a longer time than usual and be hard to melt, Otoa told the Asahi Shimbun newspaper. And is so unmeltable, and so the unmeltable popsicle ice cream was born. The ice cream is being sold around Kanazawa, where it appears to be standing up to the area's 28 degrees Celsius, 82.4 degrees Fahrenheit, summer heat with no problem. The researchers have even claimed that the ice cream can withstand the heat of a hairdryer for a considerable amount of time.
Let me just hair dry my ice cream. Look, it doesn't melt anymore. This seems safe.
The development is not the first time foodies have created ice cream that is especially resistant to melting. A theme park in the UK also peddled unmeltable ice cream as a promotion offering a few summers ago. Scientists have all been working hard to push the boundaries of ice cream science. A recent study in the Journal of Dairy Science seriously found that higher fat contents in ice cream do not make them any tastier. In fact, most people can't even tell the difference between fat levels in vanilla ice cream. What a time to be alive.
Somebody's suggesting in chat building ice cream houses. I don't know if that would work too well. That might be pretty bad. You know.
I don't want to build an ice cream house. So I think they eventually do melt. I don't think it's like... It's not immeltable.
It just can stand hotter heats. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to try one.
It's also really hot in this room right now.
It is.
The heat built up. It's because the door's closed. All right. I think that's it. Ready to call it a night?
Wasn't there an email from Dreamkeepers I remember seeing pop up?
That's just an automatic email.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just their newsletter. That comes up.
Oh. Yeah. But they were emailing us?
Nope.
Just in case.
I always check it just in case. But, all right. Well, I think what we're going to do is just kind of call it a night. I mean, you know, there's no reason to make the show like 3 hours long. Might as well just make it shorter, more consumable. So for everybody tuning in live, stay tuned. We will take calls. We'll have a post show, maybe even a longer post show than normal, considering we're ending kind of early. And for all of our poor European listeners, you guys can go to bed if you want. And that's pretty much that. Let me just get our end track here loaded in. So yeah, 175 episodes. That is insane. That is such a huge, massive chunk of my life.
275?
Or 275. Did I say 375?
175.
I said 175.
You're off by 100.
Fuck!
Hate it when they
275. And overall, yeah. Hope to keep going. Hope this new studio ends up coming out good. That should be exciting. And, I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, we got the new camera coming in a couple weeks, so that should be fun. I plan to make like a couple YouTube videos with it and stuff. I'm gonna be so excited to have like a nice camera again. You guys don't even know. It's been a rough summer for me, like having thousands of dollars worth of stuff stolen, and then kind of having a. I mean, the eclipse was awesome, but other than that, this summer has been very slow. So that'll be good. But anyway, in the meantime, thank you guys for tuning in. I've been Heroes Paradox.
I've been your fabulous Blue Fox host, Favreau.
I've been your guest, Nico.
Really? Say your name or something.
Mario.
Really?
He said Ryuro.
I suppose... Oh,
he did say his name.
He did say his name.
Hard to, you know, dialogue that lizard.
Moving on. Thank you guys for tuning in. Are we here next week? I think we are. CJ's not here next week.
He's drifting again.
Because he's drifting again. He's a bad dog. He's not a good dog. He's lost his good boy status. So I don't think we'll be... We should be here next week. Stay tuned to Twitter, and stay tuned to the website, and we'll see you then.
This is the Xana Broadcasting Network.